So the first speaker is Klaus Hoffner, and he's going to talk about, obviously, typesetting tables with Logman.
Okay, good afternoon. The reason why I give this talk is because Karl asked me to it, to do it, because this year there isn't a dedicated Pragtech conference, but he said there should be some introductory talks for normal users, and I gave two of them in the last years on the Pragtech conference, and at least he seems to like my talks. Okay. The topic this time is typesetting tables with LaTeX, and basically I will, after a short introduction into the basic, introduce some additional packages that can be used to improve the way that LaTeX can set tables. I will speak about a bit alignment afterwards, and what to do with lines, and on as the last section, I will mention multi-page tables. That's also a topic that is often asked by users. So, if you are a bit familiar with LaTeX, you probably know the principle how to set a table in LaTeX. So you have a tabular environment. You can define here in the specification part how your columns look like. You have an L for left justified columns, C for centered, R for right justified columns. And there's also another column type that is the P column type, where you can set a paragraph in a given width, where you can have multiple lines in the contents of a cell. So that is the basics of the environment, and then you typeset row per row in the table, and you separate the columns by the ampersand sign, and you, yeah, as normal, you end a table row with a double backslash, or as we will see afterwards, sometimes it is really better to use this a bit longer command that is named tabular new line, but okay. At least it sounds more meaningful. So, and what I won't mention is that there is an additional command, that is the add command, where you can define an own column separator. By default, for example, LaTeX sets some inter-column space, not only between the columns, but also on the left and on the right of the table. And sometimes, for example, it isn't wanted that you have the left column to start exactly on the left margin of the page. And then you could use this add command with nothing in the braces, and you can replace a normal intercolumn space with this as you like. Okay, so, and what you see here is just the output of this basic example. So you see I have a left justified column, a centered column, and a right justified column. Okay, so that's the pure basics, but if you become more familiar with LaTeX and become a more advanced user, you will see that you want to have more fancy features for typesetting tables, and then you normally do what every user does. In this case, you look into the LaTeX companion, and then you will find the full section on table stuffs there and see what additional packages exist. So one you definitely have, if you have a standard tech system on your computer, is the array package. And the array package introduces two new column types in addition to this P column type, where you set a paragraph as a cell content justified on the first line of this paragraph. You get two new paragraph-like columns M and B that are vertically or centered or as aligned to the bottom of the paragraph. More important is that you get the possibility to introduce commands that are executed before or after the content of a cell is set. So per column, you can define preamble and postamble commands. We will have an example for this just on the next slide. So another important package is TabularX that allows you to set tables in a given width, for example, on the full width of your line. And having columns, paragraph-like columns, that grow automatically to fill all up all the space that is available. So booktabs is a package that adds fancy commands for typesetting pretty tables, for example, different kind of horizontal lines. You will see this at the end or near the end of this talk. And color table is just mentioned here. I won't show it. It adds support for having cells colored, columns colored, or rows in your table colored. But I don't have time to do it here in this talk. Otherwise, I will go beyond my time slot. Okay. So let's start with a simple task. So maybe you know that the Greek culture is superior about all other cultures. So let's start with typesetting a bit of Greek symbols. And what we want to have in this table, we want to have one column. And what I need for this Greek symbols is I have to switch to the mass mode. And so what I want is to have the right column be set in the mass mode. And on the left column, I want to present this commands for typesetting the symbol in the right column. I want to typeset in typewriter font, and I want to have a backslash before. Of course, I don't want to have the backslash in the table heading here, and I don't want to have the word symbol be set in the mass mode. So that's an additional problem. But this is easy with the array package. The array package is one of the standard packages as mentioned, and many other table packages below it, but of course you can also load it manually. So if you just say use package array, you can make a normal definition of a table. I say begin tabular, and I have two centered columns. Here's the C column, and here's the other C column, but there's some additional stuff. So what I start with the greater sign is a command that is executed before every time I set here a cell in the left column. So, and every time I switch to typewriter font and I insert a text backslash. And on for the second column, I say before the content of the cell, just assume there's a dollar sign, and after the content of the sign, assume there's another dollar sign for ending the mass mode. So, and what I gain is that I don't have to write here always this text backslash text tt alpha and so on, and I don't have to write here every time dollar backslash alpha, dollar, dollar beta, dollar, and so on. I just use the normal mass commands here, and the mass switching to the mass mode is done here by this preamble and postamble command, and here automatically this text is set in typewriter font with the backslash before. So as mentioned, that shouldn't apply to the table headings, and if I wouldn't do some additional stuff here, it would be. And so to solve this problem, maybe abuse the multi-column command, because normally the multi-column command is used to have two cells to be combined. But I can also use a multi-column command where I just give for one cell another column type, and I say multi-column one, and this is a normal C column So this Word command will set in the normal text font and not in typewriter. And the same here, I just say this is a normal centered column without a dollar and before and behind it. Okay, so this saves in many cases a lot of time, where you can have here a table where you want to apply a command to all your cells in one column. Okay, the next example I can use to show what all the fancy packages I mentioned is I often had the problem that I wanted to typeset a table like this one here. It is a bit like a description environment like table. I have here a label 1, 2, 3, 4 and I have here some text, and what I want is this table is as wide as my full text width, and okay, the width of this label table should be derived automatically, and the right column shall take up all space that's available after it. And this is a task that I have quite often. And what you can do to solve this is that you can use the tabular x package. So the tabular x package is a package you can use to typeset tables in a predefined width. So, and on the last slide I said I want to have a tabular x that takes up the full width of the line, so I give line width as the width of the table. And unlike a standard LaTeX table and tabular environment I didn't mention, so there exists environment tabular star that does about the same thing, where you can typeset a table in a predefined width. While the tabular star environment just increases the intercolumn space, and that isn't really sensible in the case I have here, the tabular X environment introduces a new column type, the X column, and that is just a paragraph-like column, but the width of this paragraph is derived automatically to just eat up all space that's still available. So to typeset this table on the last slide, I said simply I have a tabular X of line width with a left justified column and an X column, and LaTeX just cares to set this table, and all the place that isn't eaten up by this left justified column is taken for typesetting the paragraphs in the right one. Yeah. I have to mention that there are some problems with the tabular X environment. For example, if you want to define new environment that shall include a tabular X environment, it's a bit tricky. There are some disadvantages for it, but for normal cases it works perfect. Okay. If you typeset tables where you have paragraphs in the cells and you end up with quite narrow columns, it's not the best idea to have them justified to the left and the right margin, because you will get a lot of underfull H boxes, and you will see it looks ugly because you have a really big interword spaces. So what you normally do if you want to typeset paragraphs and narrow columns is you typeset them in bracket wide, so you get rid of this all underfull H boxes. And there's a problem. If I would do this with the table I presented on two slides before, and I would just use the command introduced by the array package and would say greater / bracket wide, I would get a lot of really strange error messages telling something about misaligned or something like this, misplaced align, I think, where you wonder where does it come from? And the reason is quite easy, but you have to know the internals. The problem is that regotwrite redefines this double backslash command that you and I, in our example, used as a marker for end of the table row. And if you use regotwrite, it gets a complete new definition, and LaTeX gives up because it doesn't recognize the table, the row end anymore. So this is a real hard problem. So, but there are two solutions. The first one, I already mentioned it on the first line, there is a command most of you won't know, but its name is tabular newline, and it was just to solve this problem. You can always use tabular newline and you won't notice that the definition of this double backslash changed. So you can, as usual, say I have a tabular X with line widths, and just add that before this X column you insert this regotwrite command, and the only thing you have to care about is that you use this tabular newline command as the end of the row command. The other possibility is that there's a command called array backslash that does the change of the definition of this double backslash command done by the regotwrite command, does it back, that it gets its original definition and as the end of the row marker for a table. So in this case, you would have to insert regotwrite and then array backslash at the start of this X column, and then you could use this double backslash command before. So this is really tricky, because when you get all these error messages about misplaced aligns, you will wonder where they come from. Okay, but so next point is different from my example. You are not stuck to one X column, you can have multiple of them. And so for example, you can have one left justified column and two X style columns, X columns, and then they will take up the same space. In some cases, that isn't what you want, because it may be that you have in the first X column quite a few texts, and in the second X column you have quite a lot of text, and then you end up with two columns of the same width that are not pretty balanced. And it's possible to do this manually if you change this length each size. So you can say before the first X column that it you want to set H size to 0.67 H size, and for the second X column you can say that you want to set H size to 0.33 H size. The only thing you have to care about is, for example, in this case when I have two X columns, the sum of all these numbers have to add up to 2, to the number of X columns. So like in this case, 0.67 plus 1.33 is exactly 2. So, and what I get in this case is that the first X column is exactly the half of the width of the second X column. So if it's possible to make it manually, this is quite convenient. There is one package that makes a rough automatic balancing of this X columns. That is the tabular Y package. I think it's by David Carlyle. This does the trick to set all the columns in one line of arbitrary length, and just measures the length of the line and assumes that the ratio of the column width should be like the ratios of the line widths. It's not perfect, but it's a rough guess that should work more or less. Okay, and the result of this, you say, applied in this column, in this table, for this table I said this X column should be exactly half the width of the right one. So you see here I have quite few text, here I have a lot of text, and they look quite good balanced. So, but this was done manually. Additionally, I step to the next topic, lines and tables. So, and it's often said if you use LaTeX, the result will be pretty, much prettier than if you use OpenOffice or Word. This is a proof it doesn't need to be pretty what you produce by LaTeX, and this is was really produced easily. So if you see this, you will think, okay, the author has some personal problems, because why does he do this? Here, this big table headings, does he think the table headings are more important than the context of the cells? Why does he place arbitrary big words in it? You won't see this in reality, but it's just for illustration that it may occur that you see if you add lines in your tables, just to mention it for the ones who just were yesterday in the LaTeX introduction, you can add vertical lines with this pipe symbol in the definition of the column specifications, and you can use the command hline for horizontal lines. And if you do this extensively with adding vertical and horizontal lines, you can end up with such a table. And you see, in some cases, if you have high content in your column cells, they touch the horizontal lines, and this is really ugly. There is a solution to solve this if you definitely want to have a table typeset with this layout. Even better, there are two general solutions. There is a length that is named extra row height. You can set it to a non-zero value. So, for example, I could say set length extra row height to 4 point, and this would be added at the top of the first row of your table cells. The other one is that you can always use a rule with zero horizontal dimension, but with a big height, and though it's not visible in the output, LaTeX will respect this rule that is high, and so you can use this to move the horizontal line away. So let's see how I did it here. Okay, I applied this extra row height of 4 point, and you see here it worked, and here it worked. If you would see the result without this rule that is illustrated in red here, you would see here this 4 point extra wouldn't be enough. So to correct this, I added here a rule with a height of 18 points. In reality, I would make it to a width of 0 points, but here I gave it a non-zero width in red that you can see the effect of this rule, that it just is some kind of separator to push this horizontal line away. Anyway, I wouldn't recommend to set a table this way. So for example, if you look into some books about typography, or for example, look in the BookTabs manual that from the package that I, BookTabs that I will introduce on the next slides, you will read that there are, in general, from a typesetter's point of view, two rules regarding lines in tables. The first one is avoid vertical lines, and the second one is avoid double rules. So even this way, the table doesn't look really nice. So do this. And another point is that the features that LaTeX offers for setting the horizontal lines isn't really good by default. You have just this hline command, and they all have the same width. There's a package named BookTabs that introduces commands for beautifying your tables. For example, the commands top rule, mid rule, and bottom rule, where you can set horizontal lines in your tables with appropriate widths, with appropriate spacing below and above the line, appropriate for the meaning of this rule, if it's a top rule, a bottom rule, or mid rule. There's a CMID rule, that is a horizontal line that you can use to span only some selected columns. And if you really need to add some more space, there's a command add line space, and you don't have to fiddle about with your rules of zero widths that really don't look too good. And okay, so just as an example, okay, you still think the author is crazy, but at least the lines are nice. So you see here the three different types of lines that are introduced by the BookTabs package. So you have here a top rule, a mid rule, and a bottom rule. And okay, you can't change the content of the table, but okay, it doesn't matter, it's just for illustration. So, and what automatically BookTabs cares for is that you have here a portrait spacing below and above this horizontal lines. To get a better example, this one is from the BookTabs manual, so don't blame me for the contents of this table. I would never joke about stuffed emus or frozen armadillos. But what you see here is, and if you are really interested, have a look into the BookTabs manual, because there the author of the package shows how this table would like just with the H lines provided by LaTeX by default, and it's really a big difference. So you see, this is a beauty table with lines of different widths and really nice spacing, and I think if you want to typeset tables often and you want to have them look beautiful, really have a look into the BookTabs package and the BookTabs manual. Okay, so last topic of the talk in the remaining 8 minutes is another question that always occurs. If you have your normal tabular environment or tabular X, you will find out it doesn't span multiple pages. And that sometimes you have tables that are really long and you want to allow line breaks. And for this task, there are two major packages. The first one is SuperTabular, the other one is LongTable. More or less, both do the same. You are able to define a tabular-like environment you can use to typeset a table that allows to have page breaks. Unfortunately, or of course, the syntax of these both packages isn't the same. Why should it? And there are some small differences between these packages. So, for example, LongTable keeps the width of the columns across all the pages, while SuperTabular recalculates the column width per page. So with SuperTabular, you can end up that on the first page of the table you have a narrow left column and a wide right column, and on the next page it's the opposite, because the content on the different pages is different. And the other thing you have to know is that LongTable doesn't work in two or multi-column mode. I don't know if this means that SuperTabular does. At least LongTable says in the manual it doesn't work and that you get an error message if you try it. I don't know if SuperTabular works in two-column mode. I don't think it's really sensible to do multi-page tables in two-column. So I usually use a LongTable environment for a reason I will notice later. The general structure is you have just begin LongTable, have the normal definition of your the specifications for your columns, and what you can have, you can define a head that shall appear on every page, on the top of every page of the table. So you just type that some stuff on some say end head, and everything that I have written here would be in the heading of the table on every page. I can have an other heading on the first page of the table that is defined as the end first head, and I can define what is written in the bottom of the table on any page. So for example, I could have here a note to be continued on next page, and I could define a different foot with the end last foot that is set on the last page of your table. So for example, here I say this is the end finally of the table. And after I have defined these headings and footers of the table, I just use the normal syntax I've used in a normal tabular environment, just with ampersand and the double backslash for the end of the rows. So the reason I mentioned why I use long table normally is that the next point is, if you know tabular X and if you know long table, then you immediately say, okay, I want both. Because as always, I have in my tables, want to have a column that is that grows automatically to a given width of the table, but maybe it should break across pages. And there's a package that combines both both packages, long table and tabular X, that is named LTX table, again by David Carlyle, if I remember correctly. And this package LTX table gives you a new command, LTX table, where you define the width of the table and where you give a file name of a file that includes the long table. You want to type that across pages, but where you can use X columns. It is important it's an external file. So, because I remember from discussions in the tech news groups that some guys started to, okay, in the manual it's written, it has to be an external file, but I write my tabular environment directly into this command. If it's written in the manual, it has to be an external file. It really has to. I think the reason is that during typesetting this table, this file with the contents of it has to be read multiple times. So, but if you can live with this disadvantage, it's perfect. And I will just present this as a last example I've prepared it here, is one situation where I always use it is for the Dante conferences. I always end up with such a table with the names of the participants and what points or what items of the program they have applied for, if they take that, they will come to the tutorials, if they come to the general meeting and so on, if they come to the conference dinner, if they have paid the money and so on and so on. And this table is just by a script. So the input for the table is created by a script that connects to an SQL database. And what you see here, this is the X column where you get the name and the address of the participants. And here you have all your columns with the marks if they have ticked it during registration or not. So, and the input for this table can be seen here, and that's the last thing. Okay, this is just the file that is read by this LTX table command. So you see here, for an example, that I have here some Turnbox commands that I use to have the headings for the different columns be turned, that they don't take up so many space. And then I really set participant by participant, and this is just a definition that is ended by end head, so this headings will be, as you've seen, present on any page of the table. And the other file, here you see the main file, and there's just the command LTX table of the full text width, and then include this file table -input, and then it works. Okay, so I'm perfect in time, I think. So, but this was a quick run through a lot of packages, and if you want to have some reference, of course, all of the packages have a documentation, but mainly I was following the chapter on table contents in the LaTeX companion second edition. So if you really need to type the tables, have a look there. It's really nice described there. Okay, thanks a lot.
Questions?
Turnbox, the command turnbox,
yeah.
Is that part of book tabs?
No, it's part of the, okay, the question was that whether the command turnbox is part of booktabs. No, it isn't. It's part of a package named rotating, I think.
Named what?
Rotating.
Oh, rotating.
And the trick of turnbox is that it turns the contents, but it doesn't take up space. So
yeah.
It has a zero width and zero height. So to get this table working, I had to add some rules that not all of the headings are going into the margin of the paper. But that is what I wanted, because I wanted to set the table headings, but the space they take shouldn't be used for the width of the columns. I just remembered that I forgot one remark concerning regotwrite. If you want to set your columns flush left, there's also an additional package called regot2e that preserves the hyphenation. So you get regotwrite columns, but with hyphenation, unlike the original regotwrite command. That may be helpful for typesetting narrow columns too.
Well, we thank the speaker.
Okay.